chasing down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know in my heart it's still out there. Can somebody please tell me where? I'm looking for America. I'm searching for an old church steeple where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed, and they ain't afraid to say God's name out loud. Yeah, I'm looking for America.
Welcome back. God bless America. Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNS, 590 The Fan. I'm here with the Vulgar Vogger, Matty G. On a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning, this is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Thank you for joining us at our campfire. Boy, we've got a special guest in the studio. I've been trying to get this gal on for a while. We talked about it a while back. Finally got her in the studio this morning. We've got a beautiful young lady that is a hunter, quite the hunter, a TV star. And what I really love about this gal, us old fat guys, we don't make much of an impression anymore on the young people. Boy, this gal does. She's a TV star, Ogre Vugger.
Yay.
Yeah. Taylor Drury. Taylor.
Well, hello.
Hey, you. Oh, this is so awesome. So glad to get you in the studio on the show, and I want to thank Dad for bringing you in to, so we could talk to you. The first thing I want to ask you, as a young lady out here in the hunting industry, and very fortunate you do lots of cool stuff. There's lots of kids out there don't have opportunity, you know, to do the TV. You've done, go to shows and seminars and sign autographs and do all kinds of neat stuff. What's it like for you at your age and being a young lady to be involved with all the things you're doing in the outdoors?
You know, I just look at it as it is the best thing ever to wake up and to be able to do all those things with my family. You know, it's a huge blessing that we can wake up every day as a hunter. And I know that when we go travel, when we go to the shows, and whether it's in the blind or whether it's traveling to go to a show like NWTF, the fact that I get to do it with family, with my dad this morning, right. Obviously I told him that I was coming on here. He's like, oh, I want to go. So it just, it creates that bond where we want to do everything together. It's awesome.
You know, your dad told me a neat story a while ago, just tickled me to death. Some gal walked up to him at a car wash and said, you're Taylor's dad, aren't you? I thought that was just awesome.
You know, the best part is he didn't tell me that.
Sorry, Mark. Tell us about the television show. You did 13 with your dad and Uncle Terry and that. Tell us a little bit about the show and doing the camera work and stuff. How was that?
Yeah, we're on this July on Outdoor Channel. Will be the beginning of season 3 of 13. And, you know, I think back to when we first started, it was a huge opportunity for all of us. And it's been awesome because this was my first fall that I was able to spend the entire fall with Dad.
Right.
And I just learned a lot. 13 has taught me so much, more than I ever thought that I would learn.
Yeah.
Just from filming for a TV show. And, you know, just being able to listen to Dad and Terry talk about all the information, their years of knowledge that they've learned about the white-tailed deer. You know, it's amazing how much we've learned. And really, I think looking back at it, you know, we've all grown so much closer as a family, you know, and
hunting does that. That's so
cool. It does. It's awesome.
People don't understand that. And it doesn't hurt what you're doing to have Mark Drury as your dad, right?
Not at all. I got the best guy in the world.
Love your stuff, your on-camera stuff. Of course, you're a pretty young lady, so the camera loves you.
Thank you.
Look great.
You.
And you look a lot better at camera than Terry and Mark. I'm going to tell you that right now. Just being honest, okay?
Uh-oh.
I remember
you.
These guys. You know, I've known your dad for quite a while, like
yes.
Since he was a kid, okay, when they first started. And the things that your dad and Terry has brought to the outdoor industry and the teaching and the sharing they've done is incredible. They're doing a great job with their stuff. And then to pass it on to you.
Yes.
And now you're out there. You're reaching people that me and Mark and Terry can't reach. These young people ain't going to look at me and Mark and Terry. They don't care. But they watch you hunting, and they go, wow, look at that. And I know you've taken some abuse on Facebook and things like that, and all of us hunters do, but they seem like they were especially rough on you. Is it because you're a girl?
You know, I don't know. Dad and I talk about that often, but
Oh, it's terrible.
I don't know. It seems like they attack the girls a yes. little bit more than, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to bring that up because it's a shame that all the great things you're doing in the outdoors, and you know, you're sharing knowledge that you've gained from your dad and your uncle and your family, and to the young people, you're going to have young people out there that don't hunt, look at that and go, wow, that's cool, you know?
Right.
And let's talk about your deer you got this year. Oh, my gosh, I had never seen a deer that big. Tell me about this buck.
Oh, my gosh. It just brings a smile to my face thinking about it.
Look at that smile.
I know, he is. I know that I will remember just every second and every detail of that hunt for my whole life. Dad and I, you know, Dad knew the buck for a couple years now. He's been pattering, or he's been trying to get his behavior and patterns down through the Reconyx camera. He learned so much information about him that we decided we knew where we needed to be. Yeah. We knew what wind we needed to be on him. And it came to gun season. I had the traditions in my hand, and we had actually had a few encounters with him before I killed him. Once I was hunting with a bow. He was out of range. It was a very dramatic hunt, to say the least. The night before that I killed him, you know, we had awesome movement, just bucks on green. They're starting on green and feeding into the beans and he didn't come out, and it's about buck 30. Our field is just filled up, and we have very high hopes that the buck was going to come out. And all of a sudden, we hear gunshots, and we literally jump. We're sitting in a box blind, and we jumped out of our skin. It was as if we seriously thought someone shot into our field.
Yeah.
And we turn around, and all of a sudden, we see our neighbor walking away from almost near us. You know, of course, it just kind of really shattered our hopes. Yeah. We were so excited, and obviously we just packed up and left because our field completely cleared. So next night we had, everything was good to go. Weather was great. Wind was great. We went back in there. What do you know? He shows up. He comes out at about 250 yards, you know, and just to make sure I could make a perfect, great shot, we wanted him to come in a little bit. Obviously, get the pre-roll. It's a deer.
Yes.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime deer.
Talking television now. Got to get the pre-roll.
Yeah, well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime deer. I mean, you can't get enough of that. Of that moment and that sight, it's once a lifetime. The deer's making its way in, and he gets to about 100 yards. You know, I'm ready. Dad and I have communicated back and forth to make sure, you know, that we're both calm, we're both on the same page to make sure that
my
it's
gosh,
an awesome
so that
kill.
Thing was so massive, though, to see that at 100 yards had to be just like,
it is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. So I'm watching through my scope, and all we're waiting is for him to give me a broadside shot.
Right.
And luckily, he takes a step, you know, a little bit more broadside to me, and I was able to make the shot. Thinking back, it just added, like, we already had so much adrenaline in that blind that we probably neither of us could really think straight at the time. I know I couldn't. I made the shot count, and again, I'm really anxious for everyone to see it because it was one of the best hunts of my life.
They can go to your Facebook, right? You still got it up on your Facebook?
Yes, we have it on all of our social media accounts.
Look at this buck. It's unbelievable. Wow. That's unreal. Congratulations on
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Deer. I know you were proud of it.
And, so proud.
I like the stuff you say, too, what you do. You do a very good job of communicating, and I love the stuff you say about family. And then on your stuff, you said, talked about hunting with your dad and how cool it was being with your dad. It's so cool.
That's the best.
I got another question for you. When you go out to the public and you're at a table someplace at Gander Mountain or at the turkey show, what is the public your age? What do they say to you when they come up and talk to you? Can you tell me some of the things that some of the people ask you or what they say to you?
You know, I would say that really Dad and Terry get the questions, but I think...
But what do they say to you about what you're doing out there? Do they say stuff to you like, wow, I wish I could do what you're doing or something like that? Or what do they say to you?
Yeah, more of it is just stories.
Just
and
stories.
I think that's my favorite part is when we do travel these shows, there's nothing better than seeing, you know, whether it's young children or females, they're telling their stories, you know, and I love asking them how they got into it because it's very cool to see, you know, I remember going to NWTF probably 5 years ago.
Right.
And there were, you know, not a lot of children, not a lot of females. Right. And now you go and really it's almost split halfway. So I think that's so cool how so many people always have a different story of how they got into hunting. And I love hearing about that.
That is so cool. And you're a great representative for the lady hunters, the women in the outdoors. I mean, women have always hunted, but, you know, we're getting more now than we used to have.
Yes.
When I was a kid, I knew women hunting. I mean, my grandma hunted. Everybody hunted. They make such a big deal out of it, but most of the gals that I've ever hunted with, and I've hunted with a lot of them, they're better hunters than the guys. They do better than the guys, you know?
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, they do. They do. The guys that I take hunting, the gals always do a lot better.
That's
really
awesome.
Do.
I love it.
Really.
We need more and more female hunters.
Yeah, that girl. Boy, Mark, I don't know what to say. I'm sitting here talking to Taylor. I remember when she was born. I feel so old this morning and she's here on my show. What a beautiful young lady you are and a great representative for hunting in the outdoors. And boy, it's just awesome. All the neat stuff you get to do.
Oh, it's awesome. we live the best lifestyle in the world. We really do. And I wish everyone, you know, listening to this or anyone out there, I wish everyone could have a taste of it, because I know that all of us in this room just sit here and we're all just so proud to live it. And it has given us the greatest life that we could live, really.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Taylor. Thank you for coming on the show. Enjoyed your interview. I know you got to do a little podcast thing. I want Dad to lean over a minute. And why don't you tell our listeners where they can see your stuff, your shows and all your websites and all your information?
Sure. Well, you can check us out on the Outdoor Channel, either by watching Bo Madness, Dream Season, R13, generally in the third and fourth quarter. And then you can check us out at DreeOutdoors.com or Facebook at Dree Outdoors, Instagram at DreeOutdoors.com.
We were talking about that earlier, weren't we? It's everything anymore. And it's unbelievable.
It is. It's everything. And Taylor handles most of our social accounts.
That's awesome.
You know, she's grown right into a perfect role. She hit it the perfect time.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for bringing Taylor in for us, brother. Thank you, honey. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. We need to take a break. We're going to see you all on the other side, baby. Take us in a breakdown, Mighty G.